We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shluchin, Halacha Dalid, the final paragraph. In our versions, it's page 422, the left-hand column, about two-thirds way down the page. Inyan Kedusha, regarding the topic of holiness, Eser Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael. There are 10 levels of holiness in Eretz Yisrael. V'hakedusha al-yoyna, the highest one is Kodshei Kodoshim, the Holy of Holies, Sheshom Oilin. It's via there that all our prayers go up. U'mishom kol hakedushos. And from there come forth all holiness in the world. Kodosh, 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 Meloi Choloretz Kevoidoi, Kaddish b'shmei meroi me'ilo b'shchintei. Rav Nosson Zal quotes now from the Tefillah of Uvo L'Tzion. Rav Nosson Zal says these words, Kaddish b'shmei meroi me'ilo, holy, in the upper heavens, beis shchintei, shehu lema'ala me'amokoyim, which is above the concept of place. Kaddish al aro, holiness on the earth, oivad givurtei, which is the term givura is used here, which is judgment, harshness, bechinas mokoim. This reflects place. Shehu bechinas gvura is kayadua, because mokoim is associated with gvura. Mokoim means tzimtzum, constriction. This specific place, within these boundaries. Kaddish lo'olam oli'ol me'olmaya, Hainu shehu kodosh lo'olam voed. That third statement was saying that Hashem is holy forever. Ki hamokoyim mekushor v'cholul bebchinas lamala mehamokoyim. Because in these three statements, they reflect the fact that mokoyim is being connected to lamala mehamokoyim. Shaydeze hakedusha nimsheches al kol hamekoyim sheboilam. And by doing that, by attaching Mokoim, which is this physical world, to Lamala Me'amokoim, through this we create a pipeline from which holiness can flow to all places in the world. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Pasuk, which Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu when he came upon the site of the burning thorn bush. Hashem said to him, Shal no lecho, remove your shoes. Because the place that you're standing in is holy. Blessed is the honor of Hashem from its place. This pasuk also is referring to the fact that Hashem is the place of the world. Iker kedusha betzibur al yidei hashliach tzibur. The main ability to recite Kedusha or Kaddish or all of those items that are referred to as Kedusha in a forum with a minion of 10 people is done through a Shliach Tzibur. In this last paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal added a little bit and reviewed a little bit to things we spoke about earlier in this halacha. Hilchos Shluchim Halacha Hey. This halacha, in some ways, might be the most powerful halacha in the entire Likutei Halachos. All 8 volumes, all 4,000 pages, these next 15 pages or so, are possibly the most powerful regarding the concept of the connection to the tzaddik. B'chol ha-Torah kula, shluchay shel adam kamoisoi. Regarding all issues in Torah, if a person designates a messenger or an agent on his behalf, the agent is considered to be exactly like the person himself. Ki mevoyer b'ha-Torah tiku toichocha, b'likutei tanina simen ches, Rabbi Nazal explains, in chapter 8, in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Tiku Toichocha, שעיקר האמונה על ידי בירור המדמה. That in order for a person to have real pure faith and perfect faith, it requires birur hamedame. It requires purifying the medame. The word medame is a word used in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, to refer to a number of things. Medame refers to the mixture of good and bad. Medame also means imagination, fantasy. Shemizbarer, this medame gets clarified al yedei bechinas ruach nevua v'ruach hakodesh, through prophecy and ruach hakodesh. The more prophecy and ruach hakodesh there is, the more the medame gets cleaned up and fixed and repaired, to enable us to have real solid emuna. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins his explanation. V'ze yodua u'mevoyer kvar bedvarenu kama pomim. This is known and has been explained many times in our writings. She'ikr klal kol ha'toyra k'doshu hu'hu emuna. That what the entire Torah is really all about is faith. Faith in Hashem, faith in tzaddikim, faith in holy places. K'maisha Kosuv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kol mitzvoisecho emuna. All of the mitzvois are faith in Hashem. U'k'maisha Rabbeinu Zal, and as our rabbis tell us, Bo chavakuk v'he'emidon alachas. That Chavakuk came along and summarized the entire Torah, he shrank it to one point, emuna. He quoted the pasuk, V'tzadik be'emunaso yichye. A tzadik lives with his faith. V'alkein, and therefore, b'chol ha'Torah shluchoy shelodom kemo yisoy. Regarding all parts of the Torah, all mitzvahs of the Torah, a person's messenger is considered exactly like the person himself. Ki ikur ho emuna shiklal hatoiro yalidei birur hamedame kanal. Because in order to achieve real emuna, which is the entire Torah, a person must have birur hamedame. The person must clarify and refine the medame, the mixture of good and bad. The person has to be able to separate good from bad completely and be able to recognize what's good and what's bad, what's right and wrong. V'hamedame hu bechinas shliach. Medame is actually a messenger. Ki hamedame hu shliach hasechel. Because medame is the messenger of the brain. The term sechel here refers to the brain and also the soul. We know when we put on tefillin, we say shehaneshama shebemoichi, the soul which is in my brain. Ki hasechel rochoik mikol yedioys hagashmius. Because the soul of a person, the neshama, which is the essence of the brain, is really completely removed from anything physical. The soul is something 100% spiritual. It has nothing whatsoever to do with physical or with the materialistic world. Rak al yedei hamedame, it's only through medame, which is an intermediary, it's a bridge between the soul and the physical world, the materialistic world. It's only through the medame, shehu koyach shel hasechel, which is a messenger, a power, an offshoot of the sechel, aideze magia lahasechel yedios toorei hagashmius. It's the medame that can bring into the mind, into the neshama, thoughts and images of the physical world. ועל כן שום, בבחינס המדמה, שום עיקר הבחירה. And that's why it's within medame that the whole battle of free choice comes into play. Ki bepnimius haseichel hu amiti ein shum bechira. Because if we talk about the essence of a person's brain, a person's mind, there is no bechira. Ki pnimius haseichel hu amiti rochoik mikol hataivois hagashmius umikol hamidois. Because the essence of a person's brain, the neshama, the soul, is completely removed from anything physical or materialistic, physical desires or physical attributes. Rak dovuk b'shleimus b'Hashem Yisborach. That's only completely attached to Hashem. The neshama, the essence of the person, the essence of the brain, is pure, purely spiritual. It's totally connected to Hashem. Rak machmas she'ein lahaseichel tfiso b'hagashmiyis kiyim al yidei koyach hamedameh shu shliach haseichel. And it's only because of the fact that the inner seichel, the inner mind of the person, has no association with anything physical other than via the koyach hamedameh, which is its messenger, Aideze kol koyach habechira. That's how a human being experiences free choice. Again, a human being is made up of a soul, which is 100% spiritual. It has nothing whatsoever to do with physical, materialistic, bechira, zero, no connection. The neshama is a piece of Hashem. It's totally, totally connected to Hashem. The body, on the other hand, is physical, and the body has different character traits and different feelings and emotions and desires. Where do those desires come from? It doesn't come from the neshama. The neshama isn't interested in ice cream. The essence of the person's brain, what Rav Nosson Zal is calling here the pnimius hasechel huamiti, has nothing to do with ice cream, chocolate, women, nothing, zero. However, there is this intermediary. There is this koyach hamedame, which is like a messenger of the brain. It's a bridge between the physical and materialistic world, between the body and the soul. And that's what allows for bechira. Ki b'hamedame yecholin lehisaches tuusim harbe, because regarding the medame, there it's possible for all kinds of mistakes and wrong things to attach themselves to the medame, al yedei shehu medame milsa lemilsa, because medame also means to compare, to liken. When a person compares, person knows the soul experiences pleasure. What kind of pleasure? Spiritual pleasure, ethereal pleasure, the pleasure of being connected to Hashem. The medame, which has a connection to the physical world, to the materialistic world, sees pleasurable things in this world and can make a comparison and can say, oh, one can get pleasure from spirituality, one can get pleasure from ruchnius, from attachment to Hashem, and one can also get similar pleasure possibly from chocolate, ice cream, women, sleep, from all the materialistic pleasures of this world. Vehu bebechinas eitz hadas toivora. This medame is like the eitz hadas, which was toivora. Note, it was called das. It has to do with the mind, but it's not the pnimius hasechel huamiti. That's the eitz hachaim. This pnimius hasechel huamiti, that's something different. The koyach medame is like a messenger of the brain. And it's a bridge between the brain, between the essence of the brain and the physical world. And therefore, that koyach hamedame can be referred to as Eitz Hadas Toivora. Kishom b'hamedame ikar achizas hora, because it's there in the medame that evil has the ability to attach itself al yedei hatouyois v'hashkorim she'i, through mistakes, through lies, שיש להם כוח להיסחז במדמה. The evil and the lies of this world have the ability to grab onto, to attach themselves to the medame. Kimuvan kol ze bekama mekoymes bedvareinu. As all of this is discussed in several places throughout our teachings, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about koyach hamedame. Such as in chapter 54 in Likutei Moharan, in chapter 25 in Likutei Moharan. Ve'ikar tikun hamedame, sheshom ikar habechira, and the main way to perfect this medame, to rid it of any mistakes or negativity, to make it that the medame should be solid, solid, connected to the Pnimius HaSeichel Amiti, Hurak al yedei Ruach Nevuah, is only through the light of prophecy, Shehu Klal Kol HaTorah, which the entire Torah really is. The entire Torah is a message from Hashem. We know that when the Jews stood on Har Sinai, the Pasuk says, Ponim beponim diber Hashem imochem. Hashem spoke to you face to face. So we see that the Torah is a form of prophecy of Hashem speaking to the Jewish people. Shaydezeh mizbarer hamedame. The Torah helps refine and purify the medame, to get rid of the mistakes, to get rid of the evil. Shehu birur hoemuna, which also leads to a refining and perfecting of emuna, faith. Shehi ikar haTorah, which is what the whole Torah is really all about. Ve'oz nichlal hamedame b'haseichel. And when we purify the medame, when we correct the medame, then the medame becomes one with the seichel, with the inner seichel. Sheze ikar hashlemus v'hatikun. That's perfection. Shehamedame yiskasher v'yizgbatel legabi haseichel amiti. That the medame should become 100% attached and nullify itself to the seichel ho'amiti. It only gets its instructions and its feelings and everything from the seichel ho'amiti. Sheze yefsher, and it's impossible to achieve that kiim al yedei emuna, other than through real pure faith. Shezoichin al yedei nevuah v'ruach hakodesh, which one achieves when there's a proper flow of prophecy and ruach hakodesh. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in this chapter on Likutei Moharan, in the Torah Tikutei Chochmah. V'alkein, and therefore, b'chol ha-Torah kula shluchoi shel adam kemoisoi. Regarding all mitzvahs of the Torah, a person's messenger is exactly like the person himself. Ki ze klal kol ha-Torah, because that's what the whole Torah is really all about. Shemiskayemes al yedei hashliach daika. The Torah is accomplished. How does a Jew fulfill and perform the mitzvahs of the Torah? By messenger. Dehainu al yedei koyach hamedame. The only reason, the only way that a Jew can fulfill the Torah is by exercising his koyach hamedame. Shehu shliach haseichel, which is a messenger of the soul, of the brain. Shekol mitzvah haTorah al yodai daika, whereby all mitzvahs of the Torah are accomplished via the medame. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now. Ki kol hamitzvos heim bedvorim gashmiim, because all the mitzvahs of the Torah involve physical things. Kegoin tzitzis, utfilin, va'arbaminim, the lulav and esrog and everything. These are physical things that you have to hold in your hands, or you have to wear it. Kedei lekasher kol hagashmius l'sharoshon, in order for us to be able to attach the entire physical world, all physical things, to its roots, to its source, which is heaven, which is completely spiritual. Sheze Iker Yisoid Kol HaTorah. That's what the entire Judaism is really all about. Lekasher Velichloil Hagashmias Betachlis Shoyresh Haruchnias. That we're trying to attach this world, the physical world, which is Gashmias, materialistic and physical, to attach it to its source, which is pure spirituality, to Hashem. That everything in the physical world should be attached to and connected to its source, which is Hashem. V'chol ha-mitzvois nasen al yidei ha-medame shehu shliach ha-seichel. Therefore, all of the mitzvahs that we perform are performed by exercising this medame, which is a messenger of the seichel. Ki ha-seichel bi'atzmoi rochoik mito'orei ha-gashmiyim. Because the inner brain, the essence of the brain, the soul, has no connection at all whatsoever to anything physical, to the physical world. It is 100 trillion% spiritual. Rak ha-seichel mitzaveh la-hamedame she-yaseh ha-mitzvois b'gashmiyis. However, the seichel, which again is the neshama here, like the soul, commands, instructs the medame to perform the mitzvahs on a physical level. In other words, when a person gets a thought of wanting to go to shul, or wanting to get up in the morning, or wanting to eat matzah on Pesach, that thought originates in the neshama, coming from the neshama. But the neshama has nothing to do with any physicality, anything materialistic. So the neshama has to transfer that feeling to the medame. The medame is the bridge between the soul and the physical world. The medame is similar to the neshama, meaning that it's an engine, it's power, it's nuclear, it's energy. But it's the medame that gets sent into the body, into the hands and feet, to say, get up and do, go do, eat, drink, make a bracha, all of these things. V'alkein be'emes ein tam al pi seichel hu enoishi l'shum mitzvah. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we're learning here, we can realize that there's no rational reason for any mitzvah. The mitzvahs don't have rational reasons that we do this to be nice, rak kol mitzvoy secho emuna. But rather, the reason behind all the mitzvahs is because Hashem said so. Because simple Simon said, that's why we do it. Just like we say in the Ketores, towards the end of the Ketores, we say that veloma in ma'arman vodvash, why don't we mix honey in the Ketores? If we would mix a little honey in, it would make it smell a billion times better. You know why? Mipnei shehatoira amra. Because the Torah said so. That's why. Mipnei shehatoira amra. Kichol sor v'chol vash lo yisatirim. And the Breslov Hasidim, when they say the Ketores, when they come to those words, they say it with a lot of kavana. Mipnei shehatoira amra. This reminds us that contrary to many rabbis and many schools of thought which try to rationalize the mitzvahs of the Torah, try to come up with tamei ha-mitzvahs, we try to avoid that as much as possible. Other than from sources like the Zohar HaKodesh or the Arizal, when they explain reasoning behind mitzvahs, we learn it to enjoy, to get a better understanding of the Torah. But we know that in terms of the reason why we do this mitzvah, it's not because of this Kabbalistic reason or that. We do the mitzvah because Hashem said so. That's why. Because we believe in Hashem, and we believe this is the Ratzon of Hashem. Yes reason, no reason is almost insignificant. She'onu zoichin le'emuna shleima. Because we are zoiche to pure, solid faith, which our forefathers and our rabbis implanted in us, al yidei ruach nevua shel Moshe Rabbeinu olav shem, through the Holy Spirit of prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, rabbon shel kol hanaviim, who was the rabbi of all prophets, val yidei ruach hakodesh v'haruach nevua shel kol hatzadikim shebechol dor v'dor, and also through the Holy Spirit and the prophecy of all of the tzadikim of each and every generation. That's where we get our emuna from. That's where we get this solid, solid faith in Hashem that we don't need any reasons. We don't care. We do it because Hashem said so. That's why. And through this, our faith becomes purer and purer. And we fulfill all the mitzvahs. And the more that we do mitzvahs, more and more mitzvahs, mizbarer hamedame, that refines and purifies the medame, shemishom hu emuna b'yoser, which is what gives us stronger emuna. Each one, the more emuna a person has, the more it refines the medame. The more he refines his medame, the more emuna he has. And the more mitzvahs we perform, the more it purifies our medame and gives us higher levels of emuna. And through this faith, by performing mitzvahs with pure faith in Hashem, through this we plug into the source, that seichel hapnimi, b'Hashem yisborach, we plug into Hashem. B'bchinas, as the pasuk says, ve'rastichli be'emuna, Hashem says, I will wed you to me with faith, v'yodates Hashem. And you will understand Hashem, you'll get to know Hashem. Step one is emuna. Step two is that emuna connects us via the medame, it connects us to that seichel hapnimi, to the yediyah. Nimtza, shekiyum ha-toyra nasa yidei b'china shliach, shu ha-medame kanal. So Rav Nosson Zal says, I just showed you that the whole concept of a Jew fulfilling the Torah in this world is via the medame. Otherwise, the soul has no kesher to this world at all whatsoever. We have a soul that's complete ruchnius, we have a body that's all gashmius, and there's no wires connecting them. The only wire connecting them is this koyach medame, whereby the soul, the psechel hapnimi, has the ability to send a messenger, which has some, it's similar to the soul in some respects. It's energy, it's power, it's divine inspiration, but it's also connected to the physical world. The medame doesn't compare to the soul at all in spirituality, in ruchnius. So the medame does have a shaychus, an association with physical, with materialistic, with desires, and it's via that medame that we, by bridging these three, we're able to perform the mitzvahs of the Torah. And this is why the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch tell us that regarding all mitzvahs of the Torah, regarding all of Yiddishkeit, a shliach of a person is like the person, because the whole concept of a Jew fulfilling the Torah is dependent on the concept of messenger, the concept of a messenger, whereby there's the soul. Soul cannot put on tzitzis. Soul cannot put on tefillin. Soul cannot eat. Body has nothing to do with mitzvahs either. Body is a piece of earth. Where's the connection? The connection is there's a messenger. There's a go-between. There's a shatchan. The shatchan, the matchmaker, is this medame, which is a shliach of the seichel. In other places, other sforim, or in other places in the Kutei Luchos, Rav Nosson Zal refers to the medame, if we could picture the seichel as layers. The medame is the bottom layer, the lowest layer of the seichel, which is the closest to the physical world, to Gashmi. It's the bottom of the seichel, and again, that's the bridge, that's the messenger. Lahavdil, if you would picture a person who's very, very refined, super highly refined, and they need to go get a certain thing. And you get this thing, the person wants something that this refined person would never go into such a place. Let's say a super refined, a prince. He loves pizza. He wants a slice of pizza. But if he dares go into a pizza store, be all the newspaper, everyone knows it. So impossible. This guy for $1 billion would never walk into a pizza store. But he can send a messenger. He can send a devoted, a loyal messenger. I want you to go for me. Don't tell him it's for me. You go in there and bring this to me. Lahavdil, lahavdil. You have the neshama that has nothing to do with anything physical. This sechel hapnimi. You have the body and you have this medame, which the neshama, the sechel sends the medame. It's on a mission. But again, because the medame is not the sechel, the medame can be challenged on the way, can be attacked by negative forces, by the sitra achra, and can get railroaded. Rahmanul Islam. Paragraph Beis, V'afal Pikein, and despite what we just said, that the shliach is like the mishaleach, mitzvah bo yoisem b'shluchai. The Gemara tells us that it's still better if you do it yourself. Even though according to Torah law, if I ask somebody else to do a mitzvah, to give charity on my behalf, give this money to the poor person, I get credit for it like I did it. But still better if you do it yourself. Kikvar mevoyer, because we've already explained previously, shekol achizas hatu'uyos v'hashkorim heim bebechinas hashliach, shua medame kanal. That the whole concept, the whole potential for mistakes, for errors, for lies, for problems, is by the messenger, which is this medame. Umachmaseh biatzmoi, and because of that, because of the fact that the medame can go either way, can be good boy, can be bad boy, can do the right thing, can do the wrong thing, that's why the whole Kiyum HaTorah, the whole fulfillment of the Torah, is only through the Medame. Ki Iker Kiyum HaTorah Hu Daiko Al Yedei HaBal Bechira. Because the whole concept of fulfilling the Torah is only related to a person who has free choice. Angels don't put on tzitzis. They don't put on tefillin. They don't have to eat kosher, non-kosher. Why? Because again, they have no Bechira. V'ikr ha-bechira hu sheyesh mokoim litois. And the whole concept of bechira only comes into play when there's a potential for error, when there's choices, good choices and bad choices. V'hu mizgaber lirdoif achro emes. And the person chooses to follow the right path, to go after the right path, aydeze ikr kiyum ha-toira. That's the real fulfillment of the Torah. Because where there is no Bechira, then the whole concept of Torah and Mitzvah does not apply. The whole concept of being rewarded and punishment, reward and punishment, which is what the whole Torah is based on, is dependent on Bechira. That being the case, of course it's better if you do it yourself than if you send somebody else to do it. Because even when a person himself wants to do a mitzvah, tzorech lehizgaber ma'oid al tos hamedame, the person has to work very hard to overcome the negativity of his medame, of his own medame. Because again, medame is good and bad. A person in his own mind has a desire to do good and a desire to do bad, to do evil. So when a person gets an urge, gets a feeling, he sees a poor man walk into the shul, and now he thinks, am I going to give him? Am I not going to give him? Am I going to make believe I don't see him and ignore him? Or make believe I'm in a place in davening where I can't look, I can't talk, I can't think, I don't know him? Or am I going to acknowledge him and give him? Those thoughts are going through the person's mind and battling it out in the person's own medame. So the person himself has a battle as to whether to do the mitzvah or not. Now, if I take that coin and hand it to somebody else and say, give it for me, that's already one step removed. That person isn't working with my good desires. that person could be just totally impartial. He has no feeling at all of yes or no. So Rav Nosson says, even when the person himself wants to fulfill a mitzvah, he has to battle with and overcome the mistakes, the potential errors of the medame. Shehu b'china shliach, the medame, which is a messenger, sheboya chiza satoz kana, which we said that in the medame, that's where there's a potential for error. Mikol shkein, how much more so? Kisheroi tzelas is mitzvah lidei shliach, when I want to do a mitzvah, but I don't want to bother doing it myself. I'll appoint somebody else to do it for me. Ki bevatai kol ma shemisrabe hashlichus beyoser, because the more we go to a secondary shliach and another level of shliach, yuchal chas v'shalom hatuyo is lesaches beyoser. There's more and more potential for error, for not getting the job done. I give it to him and he gives it to somebody else. Ki kol achizas hatu'uyos bebechinas hashliach. Because the whole potential for error, we said before, is only applies to the shliach. The neshama itself, the pnimit, there's no potential of it doing anything in any way against Hashem. It doesn't come into existence. And this is why our rabbis tell us that when a person designates a messenger to do something for him, and the messenger messes up in some way, he doesn't fulfill the mission 100% properly, and some kind of problem results because of it, the sender can say to the messenger, "Shiochelon Ashliach, l'tikune shedartich, v'loy livusei." I sent you for my benefit, not to harm me. So if you did anything wrong on your mission and you caused any harm, I'm not responsible. You're responsible. Ki ikar hashlichus hu sheyia hashliach nichlal b'mishaleach. Because the whole concept of a messenger, of sending a messenger, is that the messenger should be exactly like the sender. I want you to do exactly what I would do if I were there myself. Not more, not less. Nothing different. B'chinas klolius ha-medame ba'seich l'amiti, which is the concept of the medame merging into, folding into, and nullifying itself to the seich l'amiti. Avo kishashliach ma'aves b'shlichusoi. However, when the messenger messes up his mission, when he does something wrong, either he gets the whole mission wrong, he gives it to the wrong person or the wrong party, or somewhere along the way, he messes up in some way, botel shlichusoi. Then his connection to the sender is eliminated. It disappears. Ki kishamedame enoi misnaye kefi asechel amiti, because when the medame is not following the instructions of the Seichel Amiti, when the Medama is doing something different from what the Seichel Amiti wanted it to do, hu botel u'mevutel, then it's null and void. Then it's not called Seichel anymore. V'nechshav garua mibehema. And then it's considered worse than an animal. Sometimes when a person does something that doesn't make sense, something illogical, irrational, we say, what are you, an animal? You're eating like an animal? You're act behaving like an animal? Rav Nosson Zal says here that when a human being who has a seichel hapnimi, who has an neshama, which is so pure, it's pure Hashem, and now the seichel hapnimi is using the medame in order to navigate in the physical world. When the medame goes ahead and does something against the seichel hapnimi, when it does something wrong, then it's worse than a behemah. Ki kishamedame enoi misnaya kefi asechel apnimi, because when the medame is not conducting itself exactly the way the sechel amiti wants it to, hu bebechinas ruach shtus mamish, then the medame is being silly, stupid, shemishom kol hu averos, which is called ruach shtus in Hebrew, which is the source of all sin, rachmona l'tzlan. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds, umishom kol hameshugoim mamish, And you should know, now he's giving us a lesson in psychology and psychiatry and all of these things. Rav Nosson says, you should know, this is the source of all insanity, all crazy people. V'chol minei shigoin shenimtzoim baroi v'anoshim, and all kinds of craziness that we find in majority of people in the world. Each one has their own mishigas, their own insanity, craziness, stupidity. Afilu la'eno mishigoy mamish. Even those people who are not 100% crazy, they're not in mental wards. Rak she'oisin harbe dvorim shem shigoy mamish. It's just that they do many things that are silly or crazy or nutty. Kenira b'chush, as we see in real life. You have people who overeat, or eat things that are no good for them. And the person knows. The person knows that this is terrible. It's not healthy. And it makes me feel uncomfortable. And when I'm with people, I have to hide my stomach. I have to do it. The person's ashamed and embarrassed. So why are you doing it? Why in the world would you do this to yourself? So Rav Nosson says that these are shigoyin mag. It's literally, it's insanity. Vakoil al yidei hato'oyos hamedame. This is all based on mistakes of that medame she'enoi misnai kefi haseichel amiti, whereby the medame is veering off course. The medame is a messenger of the seichel amiti. The seichel amiti has doesn't make mistakes. It doesn't do any stupid things. When the medame starts doing silly, stupid things, it means that the medame is not following the instructions and the guidance of the seichel amiti at all. Veze bechinas odom bikor bal yolin nimshal kabehemois nidmu. Hashem said about odom arishon. Hashem said, I thought I put you in paradise that you would be there for your whole life, eternity. And then what happens? You don't even get to spend the night in Gan Eden. You get thrown out even before you don't even get to spend the night. Odom bikor, man, in your yikor, in this precious, precious place called paradise, Bal Yolin, he didn't even get to spend the night there. Why? Because Nimshal Kabehemois Nidmu. Because they were like, they acted like behemois. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Yolin, to spend the night, Ze Bechinas HaMedame. That refers to Medame, Shehu Bechinas Cheshkas Laila, Bechinas Shena, Kimavu B'makam Acher. Another word for Medame is nighttime, darkness, sleep. When a person sleeps, they're in fantasy land. They have dreams, and the dreams look very true, and in reality, it's nothing. It's total fake. It's zero, zero. It's a mirage. That's another example of medame. Kimavur Mokmachar, as Rabbi Nizal talks about this, I believe in chapter 54 in Likutei Moran. Yikor, Zebechinas Hamoichin, Tfilin. The word yikor means precious. The word yikor is used also to refer to the brain of a person, the seichel apnimi, the seichel amiti. Yikor refers to tefillin. K'moshem Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says in Megillah, that when it says, La'yehudim oisa oira v'simcha v'sosan v'ikor, v'ikor elu tefillin. That the word v'ikor refers to tefillin, which is refers to the seichel of a person. Hainu, what this pasuk is telling us is, Kishein hamedame nichlal ba'asechel, when the medame is not 100% following the instructions of the sechel, bechinas odom bikor bal yolin, that the odom, the man, bikor is not, the yolin is not bikor, azai nimshal ka behemos nidme, then the nidme, the medame, is being behema. The canal, as we explained earlier, V'ayin b'hatoyra tiku emuna, Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look in another chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 5 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Tiku Emuna, paragraph tes, paragraph 9, Mevoyer shom me'ein zeh. There, Rabbeinu Zal explains something similar to what we're saying here. Ayin shom, look over there, v'hu pele. And this is incredible. This is wondrous. Rav Nosson Zal says this explanation that he just gave us of how we understand insanity, how we understand the connection between the soul and the body, and the physical and the spiritual. Here Rav Nosson Zal laid it out for us beautifully, and he tied it into the concept of a mishaleach and a shliach and a mission. All of this, Rav Nosson Zal explained it very clearly. Paragraph Gimel. V'al kein, and therefore, ein shlichus la'akum, you cannot designate a non-Jew to be your shliach, to be your messenger. The laws of shlichus of the Torah do not apply to a non-Jew if you make him your messenger. V'chein ein shlichus l'dvar avera. And so too, you cannot appoint a messenger to perform a sin on your behalf. Ki ikar toiras shlichus hu mebechina sanal. Because the whole concept of shlichus is based on what we just explained before. Machmas shekium ha-toira al yidei ha-medame shehu shliach ha-seichel. Because our whole ability to fulfill the Torah in this world is dependent on the medame, which is a shliach of the seichel. Aval akum, whereas non-Jews, sherechoike me'atoira, who are far from the Torah, bevadai ein bohem din shlichus. Therefore, the concept of shlichus doesn't apply to them. Ki heim kruchim achar hamedame hagashmi, because they are totally wrapped up in the physical medame. By them, the medame is not connected to any sechel amiti at all whatsoever. They're leading lives that are pure materialistic. No spirituality. Kihem umarchikim hamedama me'asechel. And by them, they distance the medama from the sechel. They keep the medama far away from the sechel. Ki nidmelohem shehem chachomim beinehem, because it seems to them as if they're really smart. Ube'emes kol chochmosom hakol al yidei hamedame hamute. Whereas in reality, their intellect, their knowledge, which is all based on a mistaken medame, a medame that's not connected to a seichel amiti, which is all mixed up and messed up, me'achar shein lahem ruach nevuah. Because we learned before, the only way that your medame can be healthy and pure is if it's receiving ruach nevuah. Ki loy kiblu ha-Torah mi-Moshe Rabbeinu. Because these other nations, they did not receive the Torah via Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu shoyresh verabon shel kol hanaviim, who is the source and the rabbi of all the prophets. V'alkein bevadai ein bohem din shlichus kanal. Therefore, the concept of shliach doesn't apply to them, because the concept of shliach is dependent on sechel pnimi, medame, physical world. And by them, their medame is not connected at all to a seichel pnimi. And it's not connected to emuna, the emuna akdoisha, which is dependent on a ruach nevuah flowing. V'chein ein shliach ledvar avera. And therefore, so too, the laws of shlichus do not apply when it comes to doing a sin. K'al yidei hu avera nisrachek v'nifsak hamedame me'asechel. Because through a sin breaks the connection between the medame and the seichel, v'nechshav be'emes mishuga mamish. And therefore, when a person is performing a sin, the person is considered insane, crazy. K'mo Yishar Bo'Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Soita, ein odom oiver avera elem kein nichnas boi ruach shtus. A person does not perform a sin unless a spirit of insanity has entered the person. Which means there's a break between that person's medame and his seichel amiti. Ki kol ho aveirois boim al yidei bilbul hamedame. Because all sins come about as a result of a mess up in the medame, a confusion in the medame. Al yidei she'ein hamedame shehu ashliach mekayim tzivui ha-seichel ha-mishaleach. It comes about when the medame, which is a messenger, is not receiving his instructions from the Meshaleach, from the sender. Or he's not fulfilling what the sender told him. Shezeh hepech mikiyum haTorah. That's the opposite of fulfilling the Torah. V'alkein bevadai ein boi din shlichus. And therefore, regarding a sin, the concept of shliach doesn't apply. V'chein ein shlichus lekoton. And so too, you cannot appoint a child under the age, a boy under the age of 12 or a girl under the age of 11 as a shliach. Ki ikar hakatnus hu bechinas moichin de katnus. Because when we say child, when we say immature, that relates to the seichel. The seichel is immature. Sheshom hisgaprus hamedame kenegeda seichel. When there's moichin de katnus, when the brain is not fully developed, then the medame can dominate the seichel. The medame can be stronger than the seichel if the seichel is not fully developed. Shemizeh boim kol maisei shtus she'oisa koton. That's the cause of all foolishness and silliness that kids do, children perform. She'umachmas hisgabrus hamedame ala seichel. It's because of the fact that their seichel is not fully developed. The medame is there in full bloom, and the medame is not taking his orders from the seichel. V'alkein ein lo ishlichus kanal. Therefore, you cannot designate a koton or a ktana as a shliach. Ki ikar toiras shlichus nimshach mikiyum hatoira. Because the whole concept of shlichus is based on the concept of our fulfillment of the Torah. She ikra al yedei shehashliach shehu amedame. And the whole concept, our whole Torah, our whole religion is dependent, fulfilling the religion is dependent on the shliach, the messenger, which is the medame, fulfilling 100% the das, the intentions, the guidance of the mishaleach, the sender, which is the seichel. Paragraph Dalit. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to start the heavy stuff. Hilchas Mechira, the laws regarding selling things, Uboi Inyan Sfira Ushavuos. And in this section of Halacha, we're going to discuss the mitzvah of counting of the Omer and the holiday of Shavuos. Paragraph Dalit, Vizeh Bechinas Masu Umatan. This is all tied into the concept of performing business, doing business, transactions. V'ze b'china sfira u'shvuas. Kimavoyer ba'toyra na'al, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on. Tiku Toichocha, chapter 8, in the second half of Likutei Moran. She'tzrichin levakesh u'lechapes ma'oid ma'oid es hatzadik o'emes. That a Jew has to search very, very hard for the true tzaddik who has this spirit of holiness, Ruach HaKodesh. She'ikaru emuna shleima, dahainu emunas chidush olam al yodoi, whereby for a Jew to have perfect faith in Hashem, which means that the Jew believes in chidush olam, the Jew believes that Hashem created the world from complete nothingness, zero, yesh mayayin, something from nothing, which is one of the most difficult aspects of emunah. The only way that a person could really have emunah shlema is through the tzaddik emes who has ruach hakodesh. Ki ikar hu emunah al yedei birur hamedame. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the only way that a person can have real emuna is by purifying their medame. Ubiror hamedame hu al yedei hatzadik. And the only way that a Jew can purify and refine his medame is through the guidance and assistance of the tzadik. Sheyesh loy bechinas ruach nevuah, ruach hakodesh. The tzaddik who has this spirit of prophecy, this spirit of holiness, which is what launders and bleaches the medame. It cleans up the medame. It gets rid of any bad, any negativity of the medame, and it purifies the medame so that the medame becomes like the seichel itself. V'alkein hoyokol ha'olam toluyat shisha b'sivon. And this is why the Torah tells us that when Hashem first created the world, The world was shaky. It was not yet really stable until the sixth day of Sivan, until 2,448 years later, on the sixth day of Sivan, when Hashem gave the Torah. Kama Shapirish Rashi al-Hei de-Hashishi. As Rashi HaKodesh explains in Chumash, in Parshas Bereishis, on the words Yoim Hashishi Vayichul Hashmayim Voretz, Sheboi Kiblu Yisrael HaTorah, that the Hashishi is referring to the sixth day of Sivan, when the Jewish people received the Torah. That's when creation was completed. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev. Look on Likutei Moran, chapter 8, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this and explains this very, very well. Ukvar kosavnu mizeh b'mokom acher, and we already wrote in a different place, Sherabbeinu Zal, koidem histalkusoi, that Rabbeinu Zal, shortly before he passed away, she'oz omar zois ha-toira hanoiro, that's when he gave this incredible, this awesome shir, Tikkun Teichacha, B'Rosh Hashanah Ho'achron, on his last Rosh Hashanah, a few weeks before he passed away. V'oz, achar amiras ha-toira nal, and it was then, after Rabbeinu Zal finished giving that shir, Hizir oisi be'yoser, Rabbeinu Zal warned me in the strictest terms, lichtoiv azhoro hagadoy la'azois, to make sure to write down this serious warning. What warning? Shetzrichen li zoher benafshoi moid moid. That a Jew has to be very, very careful. Levake shulechapes harbe achrei atzadok emes. To search a lot for the true tzaddik sheyeshloi bechinas ruach hakodesh, who has this incredible level of holiness, this ruach hakodesh. Ki ikar emunas chidish olam, because the real faith in Hashem, which means for a person to believe in chidish olam, shehu ikar hayadus, which is the essence of Yiddishkeit, nimshach al yodoi daiko, can only be gotten through that tzaddik emes. The kanal, as we discussed earlier, ukemavur mizeh b'mokom acher, and as is explained in other places in Likutei Halachos. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into an incredible explanation of Sfiras Omer and Shavuos, and really clarify what we're talking about here.